The following program is produced by the Tech Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Adrienne Barbeau. You're listening to Tech Talk Radio, and you're going to learn a lot.
This is Tech Talk Radio, the show that talks about computers, technology, and the internet. I'm Andy Taylor. Justin is out today. Slick is out today. It's just little old me. But tell you what, we got a show packed with information today about some really great stuff, from products to some services that are available as well. So hopefully we'll be able to help you enjoy the show with some of these great discussions. We'll get into it in just a little bit with representatives from Western Digital talking about a brand new product they have. Great for the photographer. If you like to get out and take photos, you're going to really enjoy this. Also, a little later on, we're going to talk with a brand new service that is launched in Tucson, Arizona, and around the country. You're going to start to see Instacart. And if you like to do your shopping, but you don't like going to the store, this is an opportunity for you to really use today's technology, get some great deals, do your shopping, and go about the normal stuff that you want to do. So we'll talk to them coming up a little later on. You can find us on the web. Our website address is techtalkradio.com. And there you will find archives of the shows, past interviews. You know, you want to find out a little bit about the show. You can do that all there right there. You can also sign up on Spreaker. And our show is available not only on Spreaker, but also available on Google Play, which is very nice, but just added this week. And we're just, I got to tell you, we're really jazzed about it. And for the longest time, we could not get listed on iTunes. And I think it was really on our end, just trying to get everything put together in what they call the RSS feed, which we have done. And now we're available on iTunes. So, you know, it's probably one of the biggest sources, and it's very easy to subscribe to. So all you do is just go to iTunes, do a search for Tech Talk Radio Network, and you'll find, or Tech Talk Radio Show, and you'll find some other shows as well as us. Can't miss us. And please subscribe to the show. That means every time we put up a new show, and if you're on iTunes, you can have that show downloaded and be able to listen to it anytime you want. So if you're not within an earshot, maybe you're not here in the Tucson radio or Indiana or even Virginia listening audience, there you'll be able to check that out. So we do invite you to do that. And we always take your questions. If you have a question for us, maybe something that you are thinking about buying when it comes to technology, and that could be everything from something you put in your home, like a home assistant, to you know, maybe a new computer. Maybe you're thinking about laptops or Chromebooks. You know, the benefits of each, what are they, or even a webcam, whichever accessory you're looking for, definitely feel free to reach out to us. Our email address is techguys@techtalkradio.com. And again, you'll find also a contact form on our website too. And if you just want to send us a form, you can do that as well. And we will respond to you as soon as possible. So we definitely invite you to check out those different ways to connect with us. Now, for those that decide that they want to go out and they want to take pictures, one of the worst things that could happen, number one, I think would probably be losing the camera. Number two would be getting that great shot possible and finding out you have no more room left on your device. And a lot of people are taking magnificent photos with their iPhones, their smartphones, whether it be the iPhone or the Galaxy, which is available from Samsung. And, you know, sometimes those can fill up. If you're taking a lot of video, you're taking a lot of still pictures. So the thing is, you know, what do you do to manage that and be able to take your data with you? One of the really cool products that I have found recently has come from Western Digital. Once in a while, I will be somewhere because I always go to the retail stores to take a look at some of the products that are available on the store shelves. And I always say, what new technology is coming? And once in a while, I see something and I'm like, oh, this is cool. I love this. And, you know, as you know, I've always been a big fan of Western Digital, My Passport drives, and, you know, what they offer to you, the end user, the consumer, to be able to really, you know, secure your data, you know, have that peace of mind that if anything ever happened, you've got a backup. And for the photographer, I have found a device that is absolutely perfect as far as I'm concerned. And Alex Uechel is a product manager with Western Digital and joins with us here on Tech Talk Radio to tell us a little bit about it. Alex, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about what Western Digital has done when it comes to the My Passport line. They've really made it very mobile. It was before, but obviously they've taken it another step.
Oh, yeah. So what we've done is we've taken the My Passport line, which is typically, you know, hard drive-based product, connects to your computer, has lots of storage, really secure, so all your files are super safe. And we've done this. We've said, you know what? What if you don't need your computer? What if it just talked directly to your iPhone, your iPad, your Android device? And if it did that, it needs to be battery powered too, right? Mm-hmm. So what we have made is the My Passport Wireless Pro here.
Ah, oh, love that.
So it's a fully wireless, fully battery powered My Passport.
You know, we did our segment on television this morning, and during the segment, we only got 2 minutes to try and go through. And so we hit the fact that it has an SD card slot on it. We hit the fact that it can be used as a hotspot. Fact that you can connect your phone to it without a Wi-Fi and use it as an access point. But we missed the whole point that it is battery powered. And I wanted to make sure that we got you on here to kind of talk to people, because that was one of the things that people asked for, something they could take in the field with them while they're taking photos and have it battery powered.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one, the My Passport Wireless Pro in particular, is really cool because, as you know, if you're going on a photo shoot or you're on a trip, you are taking so much stuff with you. You're taking, obviously, change of clothes and all that good stuff. But in your camera bag, you've got your cameras, lenses, tripods, filters, flash units, reflectors maybe. And you can take so much stuff with you, especially if you have a lot of gear. And then on top of that, you need to bring, and on top of all your capture gear, you also need to bring your laptop, the charging brick, maybe an adapter so you can plug in cards or USB drives. You probably just need to bring a hard drive, because if you bring a really light laptop, you still need to, you know, have storage for that.
Right.
You probably want to have a lot of storage. And so the really cool thing with My Passport Wireless Pro, in addition to being, you know, wireless and battery powered, is that it can actually replace all of that compute gear in your backpack. If all you really want to do is just make sure your photos are safely protected, if you just want to be able to view them and then actually begin to even edit them in your favorite third-party editing app, you can do that with My Passport Wireless Pro. You actually don't need to bring the computer with you on a trip anymore. You can do it all from just this little, you know, guy right here.
Yeah, and that's been really the thing. Cool. That's been the thing too, really, is if you wanted to transfer, say you were out taking photos and you wanted to transfer them off the SD card that are part of the camera, you'd have to, you know, plug it into a laptop, hook it up, you know, hopefully you had a power source, hopefully it still had battery, and then be able to transfer them that way. Western Digital didn't come up with one solution, that one solution being just the ability to transfer from here to a My Passport. You came up with several solutions for the end user. And I mean, that really kind of starts with that SD card slot that's a part of that.
Yep, exactly. So you can take an SD card out of your camera right there. So I've got a camera here to get the SD card slot. And then just right there, just slips in so easily right into the side right there.
Now, once somebody does that, then what happens with the data that's on the SD card? Do they have to, how do they get it to move from there to the actual storage platter?
So once it's powered on, you put in your SD card. There's this really nice one-touch button right on the top. It's right next to the SD card, so you know exactly where it is. Mm-hmm. Once the SD card's in there and the drive's booted up, it takes about 30 seconds. You just push and hold that one-touch button, and everything is copied over directly to the drive inside. These little LEDs up top, if you hit once, it'll show you battery, but also will show you progress. That'll actually show you the progress of how your cards are being copied over. So you don't need to connect your phone to see, hey, where's that progress bar? How much do I have left? You can just pop in the card, hit the button, and then just watch it copy over here. When it's done, power off the drive, and you can know that all your photos and videos are backed up safely on the drive inside.
Now, at that point, would somebody then delete the photos that are already on that SD card? Or how do you know that they actually have been transferred?
So after you try the device a few times, you'd see that it's definitely transferring all your photos.
Right.
Like when I first tried it as well, I had the same question. But after the first 3, 4, 5 times, I'm like, okay, I can trust that everything's being copied over. But if you want to check, I think that's probably the right call for most users. You just connect to this guy with the wireless So this guy has its own wireless hotspot. So it has its own Wi-Fi network that puts out. It can take your, in this case, your phone, your iPad, whatever, and just connect directly to it over Wi-Fi. And you can see, access it with our MyCloud app, and you can see all of your content right there. You can even stream your wireless. You can stream your 4K videos wirelessly using the iPhone or iPad.
So they'd actually be able to using the MyCloud app, be able to look and see, oh, there's that set of pictures I just took. Exactly. Once you know that they're safely on that drive, then you could reuse that SD card and then be able to repurpose that. Now, as far as hooking that up as an access point, you do not need a Wi-Fi connection. So if you're out in the middle of the Sonoran Desert, like we have here, and you decide you want to go ahead and connect, you then just directly connect, like you're connecting to a Wi-Fi hotspot, and then you're able to see what's on there.
Exactly. Yeah. My Password Wireless Pro has its own wireless hotspot. It's password protected out of the box too, so only you can access it really. Connect to it. You can see all of the content on the drive, your photos and videos, stream them all. And it's, you don't need to have internet. You don't need to have cellular. It's completely self-contained right here.
And could you also connect to some of your other sources? Like we have so many that are available now, Dropbox and, OneDrive, et cetera. You could also connect to those and upload to those directly from that?
Definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely. So using the MyCloud app, you can connect to the My Password Wireless Pro first over here. So first you want to power on your phone, connect to the My Password Wireless Pro over Wi-Fi. And then from there, within My Password Wireless Pro, you can actually then connect to another Wi-Fi hotspot. So let's say I'm at home or I'm at Starbucks or some other coffee shop. I can connect to this guy and I can connect to the hotspot in that location and it'll actually pass through the internet. So I can actually have both, I can do Google searches, have my email right here, and I can also have it full access to the drive. And then that's how I can also upload photos to Dropbox, Google Drive, Adobe Creative Cloud.
Creative Cloud,
it's really cool. Yeah,
one of the things I talked about the fact that, Western Digital is not taking a product that is just, okay, here's for copying onto your backup, and that's what it does. This is an access point. It has an SD card reader. But I'm also a big fan of Plex, and the thing is you, after a while, if you take all your digital content and you decide, okay, I'm going to put it somewhere, I found that I was putting mine on the drive that was on top of my computer, and when I shut my computer off, it goes to sleep. I can't access it. With this, you can actually hook it up directly to a router or use it in the Wi-Fi in the home and use it to stream your Plex content to your devices if somebody has a Plex account.
Exactly. So this is actually its own self-contained Plex server. So some of our more advanced users will go into a set of Plex, and then this will do all of the organization. It'll tag everything. Once you're connected to the internet, it'll also bring down all of the, in some cases, the cover art, the synopses, or the information about the videos or music you have. Mm-hmm. And it'll just have it really beautifully organized for you.
I really love it. It's a great idea. And you've offered it in quite a different variety of sizes and different price points as well. And I believe it starts out at 1 terabyte, but it can go all the way up to 4?
Oh, yeah. So we actually announced over here, we announced the 4 terabyte capacity just like maybe I think 3 or 4 months ago.
Right.
And so we started, we announced the 1 TB and the 4 TB a few months ago. It's actually 149 for the 1 terabyte, which is, honestly great for a lot of photographers, for weekend trips, weekly trips. If you want to take your whole library with you and always have access to all of your contents, the 4 terabytes perfect. If you're shooting a lot of drone video, drone video, I don't know if you know, it takes about 30 gigabytes per hour of storage.
And if that is at 4K even? I think it's even a little more at 4K.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 4K is about 30 gigabytes per hour. You can go up even higher, actually, with some of this really dense, high dynamic range HDR color depth, which takes even more storage per hour.
Now I noticed
that you're out there filming.
Noticed there's a USB 3.0 connector, which is also used as a charging device. Does that allow for fast throughput to a USB 3.0 connected laptop?
Absolutely. So you can plug this into your laptop and it works just like a normal My Passport.
Excellent.
So you're in the field, you can offload all your videos and photos to it, take it back home. And let's say you want to use a desktop editing app. Great. Plug it into your computer and you're ready to go.
Great. So you can use it really as a true external drive. You could use it as a drive on the go. And if our listeners want to get more information, they could certainly hit up Western Digital's website. They'd have it there. Are there other products that you've been working on in the My Passport line? Because I know it's been pretty expansive.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of really cool stuff, especially for My Passport. So if you think about it, especially the create workflow for photographers and videographers, the way we think of it is you're in the field. You want to protect your content. You want to back it up. You want to see it and probably even begin to start to edit it. I was actually on a trip this past weekend. I went to go shoot the Milky Way because it was a great weekend to shoot the Milky Way.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I went out. I did all my shooting for a couple of hours, got back to my car, plugged in my card, saw everything, copied over, did some quick checks on my phone, saw that I got the shots I wanted, head back home. And I was back home. I had this great drive. But as you guys know, it's hard drive based and it's great. But anything on an SSD, for instance, is really, really cool. It's really fast. And so what we've done is we've actually created this product over here called My Passport SSD.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it actually is this small. You can see that it fits in the palm of my hand almost.
Right.
It's very, very small, very, very thin, and it's all SSD. It's so light in your hand. It's pretty remarkable how light and skinny and portable this guy is.
Yeah, but that's one great thing about it, Alex. But come on, the thing that gets me about it, it's so much safer. Yeah, how many drives? The drives are good, but they can only accept too much. And if it drops down your leg and your knee hits it, then your foot kicks it. It's goodbye drive. But with the SSD technology, which I keep telling everybody, jump to SSD, make the switch. It's certainly the way to go. They're going to be a lot safer with this, and of course, a lot lighter.
Oh yeah, I mean, and to your point about dropping it, this guy can survive a drop of over 1 meter. So if you drop this, if you kick it by accident, it does over 1 meter. You're fine. This has a great drop tolerance.
I love that technology. So for our listeners who don't know, SSD means basically no moving parts. It's not a hybrid drive. It's no moving parts. Electric. It's flash type base memory, and you don't have a platter, which a traditional platter, which moves back and forth.
Exactly. It's all solid base. So bumps, drops, it's going to be much more durable versus a hard drive probably will be, especially if it's running.
Now, Alex, how are you doing as far as when it comes to the capacities? Because I know SSD traditionally has been smaller capacities. Do you see that kind of growing? Do you see that we're going to see larger capacities with this technology?
I mean, if you look in the market, there's a lot of examples where you see companies stacking SSDs together, doing some technology demos. Just for instance, our SD cards, so the SanDisk cards, we've actually done proof of concept at 512 gigabytes on a single little SD card. So I think you can see more. It's just a matter of how people are using technology and what they're creating. Right now, this little guy, the My Passport SSD, goes up to 1 terabyte in size.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
A ton of capacity, right?
Yeah. On SSD. Gotta love that.
Exactly. And fits in your pocket, too, which I love.
Great. Now, what are those retailing for right now? Do you know?
I believe so this guy starts at 250 gigabytes for $99 right now.
Right.
And I believe you can find it in all your favorite places. You can definitely check Western Digital or WDC.com, rather. To buy one directly from us or to find a retailer near you that also has one. But for 250 gigabytes to have $99 worth of SSD in your pocket is pretty fantastic. It's pretty phenomenal.
Now, for those really serious photographers that are out there that are taking lots of photos, lots of video, videographers now are just, they used to love it when it was VHS. Then it went digital and they were like, oh, this is great. And now they're like, I need more hard drive space. You have other options as well. I know one of the largest is the MyCloud drives that are out there. Those are just amazing in the capacities that they have. I think they're...
I lift this guy up here.
You got that one there? Take a look at this guy.
There you go.
Oh, man.
This is the bad boy.
Oh, I like it. Right, you used to get a 10 megabyte drive that was that size in the old days. Yeah, it's awesome.
This guy is a beast. So it actually has an Intel Pentium CPU inside. It's got 4 gigabytes of RAM. It can do this really cool thing called transcoding, which is where you can have a 4K video. So let me get this other big boy over here.
Right.
Okay, so here's my personal drone right here.
Oh, look at that.
So you actually do, that's beautiful, right? You can film 4K video on this guy. back to the MyCloud Pro and load it up on MyCloud Pro. But let's say I want, you know, see that video in the field. I want to share it with someone who maybe doesn't have a great internet connection. For them to try to stream a 4K video from my MyCloud Pro,
right,
it'd be really, really hard. So in addition to this being network connected, so you can see, you can plug it in right here into the back of your router by one of these Ethernet ports right there. You can plug it into the back of your router.
Right.
You can load up your all your 4K content on here. And then this guy, in addition to being accessible from outside the house, it's a MyCloud, it's a cloud that you personally own and control. In addition to that, this can also take that 4K video and make it into a size and format that can be streamed anywhere. So you can basically watch anything anywhere with all the power you have in this MyCloud Pro.
So if you want to stream it to your tablet, your phone, to maybe, again, a Plex, I think that's Plex enabled too, yep, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So we're doing the 4K, or sorry, we're doing this transcoding via Plex. So all those super high res 4K or HD videos, to stream them anywhere you are, it's being done with Plex and the MyCloud Pro.
Excellent. Now, well, I did get a question while we were doing a show just now about Mac compatibility on the My Passport Wireless. I understand right out of the box, people are going to be able to use, because it's XFAT format, they're going to be able to use both for Mac and for PC?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you plug this into your Mac or PC and it'll just pop up. There's no reformatting needed. You plug it in and you're good to go.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, it's always great to see what's available. A great new product again. This is geared at pretty much anybody. I mean, but however, the focus for photographers is really a great focus because, again, with that SD card capability, be able to easily transfer your data. I can't tell you how many times I've shot weddings before, and I use SD cards out of the JVC camera we have, and it fills up. So I've got to pull that card out, pop another one in, and I could save time and safety because if you lose that one card, you probably... Yeah,
the whole day.
You've messed up a whole day and you've ruined somebody's wedding memory. So this way you put it right in the drive, copy it over. At least you have the safety to know it's backed up and it's secure.
There's one more thing with the My Passport Wireless Pro, Andy. It's really cool. So we have this computer port right here so you can talk to your, have it checked on your computer,
right,
power off, one touch offload. This guy right here, I'm not sure showing up in the camera.
Hold it up just a little higher. That's perfect.
Little USB port right there. Hopefully it's showing up there.
Yeah.
It's a little USB port right there. So this guy, let's say you don't shoot on a SD card. Let's say you're, you know, a photographer that shoots the larger compact flash. What's really cool is you can plug that compact flash card reader into there. And all of a sudden you can also pull over all your videos from, or photos and videos from compact flash. Or let's say you shoot XQD or some other format.
Perfect.
Plug in the reader right there, you can read it all.
So if you have if you have other devices that like a USB type device, et cetera, you can plug that in and of course copy that. Like the other product we showed this morning was the SanDisk that has the iPhone connector, the Lightning Jack, so you can easily transfer stuff. So that's again another nice way you could use that product.
Oh, it's a lovely way to use. You back up your iPhone and you plug it in here, so you actually have two backups on the go. You can access it wirelessly, and you make sure that, let's say, even if your iPhone takes a swim, you're still going to have everything backed up, at least on the iXband and here. It's really a great way to protect everything.
Now, on the actual the iPhone, of course, I've been able to test that out. I haven't been able to test it out yet on the Android. Does it also work? The MyCloud, obviously, the app works for the Android devices.
MyCloud, yeah. So MyCloud works for both iPhone, iPad, and Android. So you can access anything anywhere.
Very cool. Great stuff. Again, Alex Uechel, thank you so much for spending some time talking to us. We look forward to talking to you again really soon. And again, this is a great product from Western Digital.
Oh, thanks so much, Andy. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
If you want to see the products that he was talking about, we actually did a video interview of that. So that is up on the website, so you can actually check out the different products he was talking about and actually demonstrating so you can see them. So all you have to do is go to our website at techtalkradio.com and you'll be able to check those out there. But again, really cool product. It makes it easy. The last thing you want to do is lose your data. And I've known people that have always said, I was going to get myself a backup. I was going to have a backup plan. Now, even if you don't get a product like this from Western Digital, have a plan. And whether that's uploading to the cloud, to OneDrive, Dropbox, or some of the other services that are out there, please have a plan in place. The last thing I want you to do is lose data through either the loss of a camera or the corruption of your data drives, your disks themselves. But this is a great way to store your data and, again, get them off the device, have them safe, and then be able to shoot with more on your devices. And, again, you'll find all of that at techtalkradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're talking about back to school. School has certainly come back around, and for some parts of the country, they're almost there. But it can be a little confusing for us as parents to understand what is it that maybe our kids are needing. And this can be kids of any age, all the way up to college. So we're going to talk with the digital answer man, our buddy Jim Berry from the Consumer Technology Association. He'll kind of lay down some ideas for us on back to school and tech. All of that coming up. Visit us on the web at techtalkradio.com. You can email us, techguys@techtalkradio.com. I'm Andy Taylor. We'll be back with more of Tech Talk Radio.
Now, back to Tech Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Rick Derringer, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, and you're listening to Tech Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor. Justin is out today. You can find us on the web at techtalkradio.com. Leave a comment on our comment form, or you can email us, techguys@techtalkradio.com. If you have a question for the show, we use that question on the show and maybe help some others out at the same time. Feel free to get that into us. We're also now available on iTunes, so you can subscribe to the show. Just go to Tech Talk Radio. You'll find the link on our website as well and our blog page at blog.techtalkradio.com, and you can sign up there. Never miss a show again. Now, one of the things that could be a little confusing as the kids are getting back off to school, many of the school districts here in Southern Arizona are back, is what do I get them to help them with school? And to help weed through that is our good friend, digital answer man, Jim Berry from the Consumer Technology Association. Jim, great to have you on the show again.
Always nice to be back. Andy, how are you today?
We're doing great. All the kids are getting back off to school. They're getting ready to go back to school in some districts.
Yeah.
And the thing is, some parents can get a little flustered when it comes to all the gadgets and technology that's there to make their kids' lives a little better and more fun in some cases.
Yes. Well, you're right. And, you know, tech has become a huge part of the back-to-school shopping experience. And CTA actually did a survey this year, the Consumer Technology Association, a survey of what people are buying and what they're spending for back-to-school. And it's pretty interesting, I thought. One thing was, two-thirds of people who are doing back-to-school shopping are going to buy tech. So that's become a big part of it, and that's up 7 or 8% from last year, and it's going to be almost $20 billion on just tech for back-to-school. So this has become one of the biggest tech shopping seasons, along with certainly the holidays at Christmas and Hanukkah, and certainly for graduations and Father's Day and that kind of stuff. So it's become really huge, and it's going to be about $20 billion.
That's a lot of money that the technology companies are really hoping, hey, we want these people to get out there and spend this money. Now, how does a parent differentiate between what their child needs to what they want? Kid's going to say, Mom, I need a PS4 or an Xbox S for school, when that's not going to be the case. Yeah.
I don't know that you necessarily need that for school. You've got wants and needs. But, you know, a couple of other very interesting things from this survey this year, and you're right, it can be really difficult. And one of the things is tech is really any age group, you know, starting with little kiddos going to school with tech, and then all the way up through college, certainly high school and college.
Yeah.
But a couple of interesting things I found. They asked what people were going to buy. What are the top 10 products that people are going to buy? And, you know, when you think about that for the last several years, you'd think of a laptop, you'd think maybe of a tablet and a smartphone are the kind of things that people would say, well, we're going to get a new one of these this year. Well, all of those are in this top 10 list, but not the first. Laptops are number 4, tablets are 9, and smartphones are 10. That indicates to me, and you could probably bear this out too, a lot of people already have these devices, so they need other stuff to go with it.
Right. And I'm sure the accessory market has also been pretty big for technology, because now with people that own the smartphones, they own the tablets, getting back to school, they want to protect them That's where you're going to see like smart cases, like the OtterBox and other manufacturers coming into play.
You're absolutely right. So if you look at the top 10 of what people said they're going to buy, one is portable memory. Again, you've got a laptop or a tablet or whatever you have, and you want to plug in a thumb drive perhaps, or a backup hard drive, because you can always usually use some more memory. The second thing on this list I found also kind of retro is a calculator. Now, most people say, who's buying calculators these days? Well, companies like Texas Instruments and Casio still sell millions of them. And even though you can do a lot of calculations on your computer or on your smartphone, lots of folks still need these for school. So I found that quite interesting as well.
Yeah, they can be a requirement, I know, in some classes. Now, are many schools, you finding, allowing students to have tablets and laptops in the classroom to be used?
Yes and no, but more do these days. I need, talking anecdotally, my wife is a librarian in a high school, and they use them now in schools. And again, it's another thing for the poor teachers to monitor. You know, you want to, there are good uses for them, for these different devices, but you want to make sure most schools do have some serious limitations on where you can go on the internet and that kind of stuff. But the answer to your question is, yeah, more and more, you know, tech has become a huge part of it, not only in at home and for doing homework, but in the schools themselves. And some require tablets or laptops. Again, we're starting to talk up in high school and college, where they have requirements, and some even give them to the students.
That's pretty nice. I've seen a lot of the charter schools do that. If you go to their school, you know, of course, they get the tax benefit, but they'll provide the students with, you know, a laptop. Are we seeing, and I don't know if this is something that has shown up in your reports, you know, Mac in the classroom has been something, you know, we years ago, it was always Mac, and then PCs came in. Are we seeing maybe more of a push or a drive towards Mac in the classroom again, or is it still dominant by the PC?
The Macs, you're right, they got the jump on everybody else back in the 80s in the schools and so forth. But in the last several years, more PCs have arrived. And again, I don't have statistics on it. But again, anecdotally, and people I know who have kids in high schools in particular, the other one that has made real inroads in recent years is Google with the Chromebooks.
Oh, yeah.
Again, very inexpensive, cloud-based, but really, really good laptops that a lot of schools found the price just they were unable to resist. So they have made real inroads, too. So I think you really have a hybrid. Depends on the school. Another thing for going back to school, you want to know if your child is going either high school or college, what really is the dominant format that's being used there, whether it's Mac or Google or Microsoft,
well, I tell you,
MS DOS.
These kids, Jim, these days, they got it very cool, because I was happy to get a pack of number 2 pencils.
I know.
They're getting the technology.
The new composition book.
Yeah, exactly. A peachy folder. Remember those? They had that, and you wanted those because they had the multiplication table in them. But now your calculators, your tablets, your smartphones can do that all. What seems to be the driving, I would say, purchase for back to school for this, maybe say for this year? I know you don't have all the results in, but where does it seem to be pointing to?
Well, I think notwithstanding what people said, what they plan to buy with portable memory and that kind of stuff, I think laptops are still going to be one of the first things. And that's a question I get asked a lot. Should I get my child going off to college a laptop or a tablet, for instance? Now, tablets have gotten much more sophisticated. The new iPad Pro is a serious, serious tablet that approaches all the capabilities of a laptop. But typically, I would say get a laptop for schoolwork, for the keyboard, for the full-size keyboard, for the power, for the memory, and the inputs and outputs, which often are limitations on even the most advanced tablet. So that's usually what you get, what I would suggest to folks. And again, you can get very inexpensive laptops, and you can start very inexpensively. And again, it depends on what kind of school or classes you're taking and so forth, and then how much memory and graphics processors and all the rest of the things that you might need.
Exactly. And I want to bring up a point too, because we had a parent reach out to us and ask us about getting the right laptop for their child. and they were in an argument with their kid because their argument, the argument was the son wanted this you know, great Asus laptop that had lots of processing power. They wanted an i7. They needed, you know, 12 gigs of RAM memory. They needed a terabyte of storage. And she was saying, no, you can get by with this smaller brand here that is like $299, a special price. But he was trying to explain to his mom the classes he would take. And I had to explain to mom that he was actually taking video production and graphics design classes in high school. And I said, you know, if that's the case, he is going to need this laptop that has a little more oomph, a little more power. So sometimes what they're taking can be that driving force.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. A couple of other interesting things in the survey, if you want. One was that 88% of the people said they still plan to shop at a physical mass merchant kind of store, and 56% said in an office supply store. So that's good news for retailers that a lot of people still are going to buy in a brick and mortar store. However, almost half of the people said they're going to shop online as well. So, and that is up. So people, and they also said that they're going to do a lot of research online as well. So kind of a hybrid. People are buying online and buying in the stores.
I wonder, are we finding retailers price matching what you can find online as far as prices?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're being smart.
Because you can go in. One of the things that people said that they are going to, the number one thing, that two-thirds of the people said online they're comparing prices.
Yeah.
And now, and that's up 13% from last year. So that's rising all the time. And retailers, we found this at the holidays the last couple of years. You go in there with your smartphone, and if you have, and you're comparing the prices, if there's another, you know, if it's a reputable dealer, you know, not some fly-by-night outfit, they're going to match it. They're going to match it. That's a huge change in the last couple of years in retail.
Excellent. Now, are we seeing TVs anywhere on that back-to-school list? Obviously, you know, kids going back to school, they need a television. I cannot believe the prices we're seeing on these televisions.
Televisions are unbelievable. Still the best bang for your buck. I keep telling my friends there's never been a better time to buy a television, especially those of us, speaking for myself, of a certain age. Remember early color TVs that were, you know, just awful in comparison and much more expensive. But TVs don't show up, but there's a couple of things that people said that they might be getting. Again, we're talking college here, going off to dorms,
right.
A couple of things there, you know, Bluetooth speakers, but also things like Roku or Apple TV or Hulu or Amazon Fire TV, different ways to get the internet on your computer. So a lot more kids are watching television that way. And if you wanted a small TV for your dorm room, the prices are spectacular.
Yeah. Now, what about the home assistants? You know, obviously that can be a great benefit for a kid going off to college in the dorm room. You mentioned the dorm room having Siri or having Google Home, I should say, or Alexa available. Are those picking up because of back to school?
You know, I haven't seen an impact from back to school on those. Those are basically picking up, period, both the Google Home and the Amazon, Echo, Alexa. And then this fall, you will have the Apple version, too, the iHome. So you're going to see that a little later on as well. So we're going to see a real battle there. But I don't, at this point, I think it's a little early for that to show up in back-to-school shopping plans.
Well, Jim, for the parents out there that are, again, trying to figure it all out where is the best place for them to go? Does the Consumer Technology Association have an area there that can kind of help consumers maybe make the right decisions when it comes to making a purchase?
Yeah, there is a consumer section on the website. CTA, CTA.tech is the website, and the consumer resources is a little section there that will tell you a lot about this. And, you know, we mentioned TVs, you know, what the heck does all this 4K Ultra HD, what does that mean, and so forth. But also it links to all the company websites, you know, and people in this survey said that they were comparison shopping. It also, there's other really good websites, as you know, whether it's Engadget or CNET or Gizmodo. There's lots of them that actually review products as well. So do what a lot of folks said they're doing in this survey. Go online, do your research before you head into the store.
Great stuff, Jim Berry. As always, phenomenal to talk to you. Can't wait to see you, hopefully at CES this year and when you do your tour. So you take care and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
We'll be back with more of Tech Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about shopping. How do you shop? Do you like to get up and go to the stores? Like to find parking? Well, there's an easier way to do it. This can be extremely helpful for those that are homebound as well. We'll talk with representatives from Instacart coming up next here on Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor.
And now, back to Tech Talk Radio.
This is Danny Trejo, and you're listening to Tech Talk Radio. And you better keep listening or I'll come looking for you.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor. Justin, again, is out today. Slick, we have no idea where he's at. Once in a while, he pops his head in and talks about stuff, and then he's gone, just like that, like the Flash. But hopefully he'll be able to join us again real soon. Justin is going to be taking a look at a product that I want to make sure I mention to you. If you know somebody that has had a child or is going to be having a child very soon, there are lots of products on the market now for making the parent's life a little more comfortable and knowing that your baby is okay. One of those companies is called Owlet, O-W-L-E-T. Now, they have a new device in the market that we received from the company. We're going to feature it on television, and then we're going to send it over to Justin, who has his baby, Eric, that will be our kind of tester for the device. It is the Owlet Smart Sock 2. It tracks your baby's heart rate and oxygen levels with a nice, comfortable little sock that fits on the baby's foot. And then, of course, that sends that information to a base station. Then it pushes it to a mobile app. So you can always keep an idea and be appraised of what is going on with your child. Now, in Arizona, they just recently passed legislation now that we must be hands-free. Now, not only is it a law now, but it is pretty smart. Now, I want to remind everybody that a lot of the features of your smartphones that you currently have, if you have, you know, an Android device or you have an iOS device, a lot of them have these features as already a part of going hands-free, at least getting to the start of it. And that could be voice activation. Now, you may have to turn on the voice activation, whether it's going to be the assistant like Siri or the assistant like Google, okay, Google, you know, stop an India carrier and ask them. They'll take the time, they should take the time at least, to kind of go over the device and show you how to use those features. This also means for people who are not sure of the law, not to touch your phones when you're at a red light. A lot of people think, I just pick up the phone and be ready to go. Again, it's a complete hands-free vehicle. Now, there are some products that can go along with that to make it easier. One of them I want to recommend wholly is the Hum X from Verizon System. Now, you would be thinking, okay, I have to be on Verizon to do this. You don't. If you're on AT&T, you're on T-Mobile, you're on any one of the other carriers, you can purchase the device. There's a 2-year contract with it. And get a data plan. Now, what that data plan will do is give you the ability to then stream Wi-Fi throughout your vehicle for passengers, long road trips. Also, we'll monitor your vehicle. This can be very helpful in the event that your car is stolen or if you left it somewhere, you're not sure where it's at. But it also comes with a Bluetooth speaker. A couple other products I want to mention, and you may have to go online to do a little research on this. But first is a company called Goxt, G-O-X-T. If you're not going with a full Hum X, Goxt doesn't use any of, you know, any data or anything like that. Basically, it's a Bluetooth hands-free speakerphone. Plugs onto your visor. Has pretty good sound that comes out of it for making a phone call. Can do voice-activated dialing if your phone is set up to do that. Does have a 12-volt USB charger and, of course, the cord that plugs into the visor phone device. And if you don't want to drive around with that cord, of course, on your speakerphone, it's a rechargeable battery that's part of it that gives you up to 12 hours of talk time, which is very nice. And again, works with most voice recognition software that's available out there. Simultaneous connections of 2 Bluetooth phones and a built-in multi-directional microphone and speaker. That's from Goxt. All right. The other is Skosh. They make a wide range of products. S-C-O-C-S-H-E, Skosh. Now, they make vent mounts for your speakerphones, window mounts. They make hands-free audio car kits. They make devices that can plug into your cassette deck if you have an older cassette deck or an auxiliary port on your car radio. And one thing I don't want you to overlook, now, you can look up Skosh online and find all the many products they carry. I got the vent mount for my speakerphone. It's great, part of the phone, and I've got the 6 Plus, the larger iPhone. It does block a little of the air coming out of that one particular vent, but I can hang with it in the heat. That works out okay. It keeps my phone nice and cool. So I definitely want you to take a look at some of the products that they offer, again, online. And if you're looking for that hands-free experience, those are just a couple of ideas that you might want to take a look at. Now, if you're thinking of doing any shopping without leaving your house, there's a company out there that is making it extremely easy. On the line with us is David Holyoke, the operations manager for Instacart. And they've got a new way for us here in Southern Arizona and Tucson to kind of benefit from what they offer. David, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about Instacart. What is the idea behind this?
Yeah, so Instacart is an on-demand grocery delivery service. We shop at your favorite local grocers, and we deliver those groceries to your doorstep in as little as 1 hour.
Wow, that's pretty good. Now, what if you have a couple of different stores that somebody likes to go to? Like maybe they like to shop at, you know, say a Fry's or a Bash's. Can you kind of bring all of that together?
Yeah, well, what we would do is you'd actually place separate orders for that. But just to go over the stores that we work with in the Tucson area, we work with Bash's, Whole Foods, Petco, Costco with no membership, Natural Grocers, CVS, and Fry's. So, you know, all of those big major grocers that people shop at every single day, we're working with them to bring groceries to your doorstep.
Now, how is this made possible, say, versus some of the carts that we have seen in the past, or maybe those that are available from those particular stores themselves?
A lot of the bigger, you know, retailers have tried to do this before, and some of them just have what they call, you know, place and then come and collect it. So most of the ones that I'm aware of, you actually just place it online and then you actually have to go to the store yourself to pick it up. What we want to do is, you know, we have highly trained shoppers in the Tucson area. We've hired over 60 shoppers just to start. And, you know, they're highly trained to pick the best produce to shop exactly how you would shop for yourself. And then, like I said, you don't even have to leave your home. You know, people are really busy these days. People have, you know, kids, they have their job, they have their hobby. They have those things that they want to do. They don't want to take 2 hours or 3 hours a week to go grocery shopping. So what we always say is let us do the heavy lifting. Let us bring it to your doorstep. You don't even have to worry about it anymore.
Now, how does this process work for the consumer? Is this something they're going to pay a little extra for, or is this something that's just basically acquired by the stores themselves? Because they've got to be happy that you're providing a service that means they're going to get dollars for selling their groceries.
Yeah, so the way it works for consumers, so customers go online or on their smartphone, Instacart.com. They put in their zip code, their first and last name, and then they go into the virtual storefront. They can pick the store that they want to shop at. All they do is they go through, they add the items into their grocery cart, and they hit place order. Then what happens is that order gets sent to our shopper on his or her smartphone, and then they go through the store, shop those groceries, check out, deliver to the door. Now, back to your point, now what's it gonna cost the consumer? It's actually only $5.99 a delivery. So $5.99 delivery, or we also have a annual membership, which means free deliveries for any order over $35. Right. And that annual membership is $149. So $5.99 delivery or $149 for the whole year.
That's pretty cool. And that's even, see, if they have like $100 worth of groceries or, you know, just, you know, a few boxes, it's still only going to be that flat fee.
Yeah, exactly. So it's $5.99. And then there's an optional, tip to the shopper if the customer chooses to do that. One thing going back, you mentioned about one other thing about what does it cost the consumer? You know, a lot of people say, well, is there a big markup on my groceries? Because, you know, people get really price conscious over this. They say, I don't want to pay a ton more than I would pay in the store. And with all of our partner stores, you're actually paying the same prices that you'd be paying in store. So same prices online that are in the store. So that's pretty cool.
That is awesome. So now, was this an intense like database to build? Because obviously people want to be able to shop. Are they shopping on Instacart, or are they actually going into, say, the Fry's online ordering system, and then it integrates into the cart?
No, they're actually shopping on Instacart.com. And with our partner stores, it's been a process to, like you said, build this massive database of, you know, hundreds of thousands of items.
Right.
And what we've done is we've actually partnered with these grocery stores. They give us their catalog. We ingest their inventory catalog, and then we put it up on our site. And that's how we get accurate pricing. That's how we get, you know, an accurate inventory of what's actually in the store. And it's not just at, you know, the retailer level. We actually get granular and go to the warehouse location level. So if there's a certain, if you live by a certain Whole Foods, right, you can be sure that you're seeing the inventory available in that Whole Foods and not the Whole Foods across town.
I got to be honest with you. I've been checking out the Instacart website, and I'm doing that like right now as we speak, and I'm finding the prices to be very reasonable. So the idea of them doing any kind of markup, that's kind of thrown out the window. The other thing that I thought was pretty cool is they can also find coupon savings on the Instacart website.
Exactly. So we work with a number of, you know, CPG brands. We work with companies that, you know, say we want to push our product through Instacart because a lot of people are visiting Instacart.com. And so what they do is they actually offer deals where you could go in and you could actually get certain things cheaper through Instacart than you would going into the store. My wife, she loves Ben and Jerry's ice cream, for example.
There you go.
You know, in the past, we've worked with Ben and Jerry's to get really, really good deals and significant coupons off of the actual price. And so, you know, when those come around, I can tell you my wife always goes on Instacart, orders a ton of Ben and Jerry's because it's cheaper than going to the store.
Now, David, where did the idea really say, you know what, we can do this? This is something that is very possible. Was this a long progress to get Instacart to where it is today?
It's been a long road. Yeah. So the company started back in 2012 as just an idea. And Apoorva Mehta, who's our CEO, he's the founder. He was in San Francisco and he's walking down the street with all of these groceries. And he was just saying, man, grocery shopping is such a pain point. How is there not a better way to do this?
Right.
And so actually from that just, you know, idea and saying there has to be a better way. He was a developer, went home, built the app. And then from there, it's just, it's been a 5-year journey to get to where we are today. So, you know, started as very small. And by next year, by the end of next year, we'll cover 80% of the country. So it's growing really quickly.
Now, this is now available in the Tucson area, but do you have it in other areas of Arizona? Because I know we're heard, you know, throughout the state as well.
We do. So all over Tucson, like you mentioned, we cover the entire Phoenix metropolitan area. And those are the two areas that we're covering right now. But if you live in, you know, what I believe are the two most populous places in Arizona, the Tucson area or the Phoenix metropolitan area,
yep,
we got you covered.
Good stuff. Again, all they need to do is go to Instacart.com. They could sign up. There's no cost to sign up and then go through the process and explore and have some fun. And I think it's a great idea, David, and I wish you the best of luck and best success with that. And again, now serving the Tucson area. Thanks for coming on Tech Talk Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy, for having us. We appreciate it.
We'll be back with more of Tech Talk Radio. Our website of the week is standing by. It's a fun one. That's all coming up next. Tech Talk Radio.
And now, back to Tech Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Diedrich Bader from Batman, and you're listening to Tech Talk Radio.
I can't remember my password.
All right, well, it's the same password you have for all your stuff, Dad.
No, she made me change it.
Why would you do that?
I heard you that you have to change it every 3 hours.
Yeah, then I had to change it again because it wanted a capital letter, and then again because it wanted a number. Then it called me weak, and I just walked away.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. I am Andy Taylor and want to thank you for tuning into the show. As a reminder, you can check us out at techtalkradio.com. You can also sign up for our Spreaker and subscribe to that absolutely free. Same goes with iTunes. You find us on iTunes and, of course, Google Play as well. Sign up, subscribe, and never miss a show. Got some great things going to be coming up. One of the fun things that we like to do on the show is find a website of the week, a website that is a little different. Sometimes it's tech, sometimes it's entertainment, sometimes it's just plain goofiness. And I have a feeling that today's runs under the guise of being a little goofy. It had me chuckling. It's a site that has been put together by the folks over at Studio Moniker. Now, you'll find them at Studio Moniker, that's MONIKER.com. Now, they're an Amsterdam-based interactive design company, and what they've done, they've put together this pointer site. It's an experiment in pointer retrieval. So imagine you have a photo, and in the photo, somebody is pointing. For some reason, you come up to a, you go to their site, you come up to a black screen, and you just move your pointer, your mouse pointer, and just leave your cursor there. It will come up with a photo in its database of photos that specifically ties to that pointer to somebody pointing at you or at the screen. It's kind of goofy. Again, it's just, that's all it is. Just move your pointer, leave it there. It finds the pointer, finds the location, and it will tie that finger, whoever's pointing, to your mouse cursor. And it sounds silly, but you got to check it out for yourself. PointerPointer.com. That's it for this week's show. Next week, we'll have some special guests. We'll talk more about Owlet and some other cool things when it comes to technology. If you have a question for us, please feel free to reach out to us. You can send an email, techguys@techtalkradio.com. You can also visit our website, visit the contact page, and send us your question or comment as well. We may even read it on the air. In the meantime, have yourselves a great week. For Tech Talk Radio, I'm Andy Taylor. Thanks for tuning in.